welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
We're coming to you from our new couch.
Oh, finally.
Fuck.
Yes.
The saga of the couch.
Yes, the saga of the couch was very, very taxing.
It really was.
But we finally figured it out. We didn't get the couch that we initially planned because
it was way too big.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Neither would I. But you know what? When we went back to the store and I looked at it, I went, oh, that's really big. That's too big.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I figured I was under the impression we'd have a shot.
Nope. Too big. Can't get down the stairs.
But we ended up getting something else, and
yes.
we still have more pieces forthwith.
More stuff
coming.
But so. We have a couch to sit on for now. So now Sean's not angry.
No, not angry.
And short-tempered because he didn't have a couch.
No, I'm glad I have a couch now. I just have to make sure I don't crater this one.
Yes, I'm trying to teach Sean how to sit properly. I don't know if it's working. Because Sean has what we call a dense body. But I also think he sort of throws himself into furniture.
Yeah.
You're just like, and then you just like sit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that just compacts. So you got to fluff that shit up.
True, true.
So, because yeah, well, I have no problem. My side looks fine.
Your side is fine. Your side looks like a normal couch. Mine looks like a crater.
Yeah, yours does look like a crater. And if it was because of weight, my side would also be a crater. And it is not. It looks like a normal fucking couch cushion for years.
Nah.
Yours, crater. And I think it's because you fling your body.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I'm trying to be like, sit down. Like a human. Just go slowly. Gingerly place your ass on the cushion.
But I can't wait to get to the couch.
Gingerly place your ass on the cushion.
My body must get to the couch as fast as possible.
It just ruins all our shit.
But yeah, so that's taken care of. So we feel pretty good. And then also it was Royal Rumble weekend, so I got to watch the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Rumble's always fun to watch, even with, you know, in the current situation that, you know, we don't have, you know, actual crowds, you know, and everything. And they got the Thunderdome or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fun, you know. I mean, there were some big surprises and, you know, I thought the matches were good and I think everybody performed well and you know, I was pretty pleased with it. Yeah. I mean, and we got some time left for WrestleMania and stuff. And
are we on the road now?
Yeah, we're technically on the road to WrestleManias.
On the road.
So that's coming up in April.
Well,
speaking of which,
yes.
Peacock is now the new home for the streaming rights to the WWE Network.
Right. Are you so excited?
I mean, I guess. I mean, you know, it's just going to be another... You know, as long as I can watch the network and
watch. What do I get on Peacock? I mean, because obviously we're going to have to get that.
Well, I have it already. It's just like the free version gives you like, it's like, here's one episode of The Office. Enjoy.
Right, but they're going to eventually, what I was reading is so they're going to like port users over there.
Yeah. That's,
so you're going to be able to just log into your account there and pay them money.
Sure.
But what else do I get? I don't care about The Office.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that, like, Universal.
My mom wants to watch, what's it fucking called?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, that's right.
The Kevin Costner Show.
Sure. She wants to watch that.
No, there's other stuff on there. I mean, there's probably a lot of shows on there and stuff, movies and shit like that, that you probably would be like, oh, that's great. I'm glad it's on there. So, you know, it's another streaming service.
Uh-huh.
Because they exist. Apparently, there's a Paramount one coming, too.
Ugh.
Remember those commercials? There was those commercials with, like, Beavis and Butthead and Dora the Explorer and... Fucking NFL.
It's at the point now where it's like all these streaming services combined cost as much as fucking cable, and what the fuck is the point?
But then it's like if you get that cable on top of all those streaming services, then you know, then you're still paying more.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you're not going to do that
because really, the only thing you're getting with cable is you're just getting like, you know, like the only thing that I need cable for is to watch wrestling as it happens,
and to watch the Super Bowl, which will be happening on Sunday.
Well, no, we can watch. We have the basic stations. Super Bowl's on CBS.
Yeah, but remember when we didn't have the basic cable package that we have now?
Right.
We had to use a fucking antenna.
Right. Not talking like cable. When I say cable,
I mean like
stations, not just like, oh, here's your basic, you know, 2, 4, 6, 7.
I get you.
You know, like that's just TV. My, that's how I determine.
Even though it has to come in a cable package, unless you're an antenna.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how I've always determined this thing. There's TV and then there's cable, and cable's like, you know, MTV and shit. That's how I want a package that's called MTV and shit.
I feel like that's like a very old school way of looking at it. Uh huh. Because when we were kids, that was absolutely fucking true.
That's how I've always looked at it.
But that is not true anymore.
That's not true anymore. Yeah, that was always the threat in my house.
That your parents were to cancel cable.
My parents would be like, if we were watching MTV or something, or watching something that they didn't think was, you know, appropriate for us, you know, they'd be like, well, we're going to cancel cable. What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Not watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll be fine. I mean, you know, maybe I'll actually take up do some sort of alternate hobby and create some good things. So maybe you should cancel cable. They never did.
Yeah, my
mom. Because you know why? Because they liked watching cable.
Yeah, my mom tried to pull that shit too. Oh, I'm going to cancel cable. I'm like, yeah, good fucking luck. Because there's no way my parents would go without cable. Because
my parents, you know, obviously Catholic, you know, so they're very much into punishment. You know, and into guilt. It's like, well, we're going to make sure that we don't have this either. And I'm like, you know, because my mom be like, well, I don't need it. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Whatever. What are you going to do? What?
They're not going to inconvenience themselves.
No, of course not. They're going to, you know, it was always like, well, we're getting rid of cable. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Get ready.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
But horse shit.
Yep. They weren't going to do that. Empty threats.
That's what I would.
Which, honestly, that was the only empty threat my mother ever made. The rest of them carried through. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Any threat my mother made, she carried through on, except on the threat to cancel cable.
Yeah.
Because when my mom says something, she fucking does it.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for cable.
Except for cable.
But, yeah. So there's streaming services coming.
Boo.
I guess.
And sure. I don't want them.
Yeah. Well.
Too many.
Get Peacock and see how that goes. Maybe we'll actually get to watch some movies we don't get to see.
Sure. Maybe there's some shows I can watch.
I think there is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think that. Speaking of shows, Golden Globes got announced today.
They did.
As we're recording this.
There were snubs, I guess.
There's always snubs because it's...
Yeah, but I guess they were like big snubs. I guess Da 5 Bloods didn't get anything. And... I May Destroy You was complete, which was on HBO, which I watched, which is excellent.
I watched it, yeah.
By the way, nothing. Even though she wrote, directed, and starred in, what's her name, Michaela Cole.
Yeah.
And she was great in Chewing Gum, too. That was her other show. But yeah, so she didn't get anything, so that was a big snub. But then Emily in Paris got nominated, and everybody hated Emily in Paris. I didn't watch it.
Well, I mean, you know, not everybody.
No, everybody hated it.
No, clearly somebody didn't hate it because...
No, I think even the critics hated it.
It's based on the critics.
No, it's just based on fucking bullshit. It's based on like, this guy knew that guy who's like a friend and he's like, we're going to nominate your stupid show. You know what I mean?
Hey, Paul, we're going to nominate your stupid show. Oh, by the way, fuck you. Hangs up.
Hey, Paul, fuck you and your show. We can give you a nod.
Hey, here's your stupid award, you asshole. Your dumb fucking show.
That would be me if I was handing out awards. All right, who won? All right, come get your fucking award.
Here you go, you fucking twat.
Congratulations on your stupid fucking award for your dumb show.
That's that's pretty much how award shows should really go.
I think that'd be more entertaining.
It'd just be like a bunch of spiteful deliveries of awards.
Just angry.
Well, I mean, shit, we're all pissed off these
days.
Well,
that's what I mean, just... Match the anger level to how the rest of us all feel.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So that got... I mean, there was other stuff that got nominated. I guess Mandalorian got for Best Drama, the series. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Look up what else got. I think Promising Young Woman's for Best Picture.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's
a movie we saw.
Those are things I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me look real quick. See if there's anything interesting.
Well, while you do that, we just watched a trailer for Justice Society.
Mm.
Is it Justice Society? Is it just Society of America or Justice Society?
I think it's just... Ooh, good question. I don't remember.
Justice Society World War II, which is a new DC movie coming out. And the anime... I don't know why they did the... I mean, hopefully the animation's better. because it seems like it's kind of choppy. Uh-huh. Just, to me, it didn't seem right. And I'm like, did somebody QC this before this went out? Because this doesn't look good.
No, it was weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. So, best motion picture drama, The Father. Don't know what the fuck that is.
What the fuck is The Father?
No idea. Mank.
Okay, I've heard of Mank.
That was on Netflix, I guess. Nomadland, which I've heard of, but I haven't seen. I don't even know where it's playing. Promising Young Woman.
Okay, that's a movie.
The Trial of the Chicago 7.
That's a movie I know.
Yeah. I have never heard of that movie. For musical comedy, best motion picture, Borat.
Well, yeah. What else are you going to nominate?
Hamilton. Something called...
We've never seen Hamilton. Have you watched Hamilton?
No.
Do you want to watch Hamilton?
I don't know. There's a lot of singing. There's a lot of singing.
I just feel like I'm not going to...
I know everybody shits themselves over Hamilton. I just don't know.
Here's my fear is that I'm going to watch Hamilton and not appreciate it as much as I think I'm supposed to. And I know that's really not a reason to not watch something.
Yeah.
But I don't want to feel like I watched it and then went, meh.
Right.
I kind of feel like I should be more like, it's like, oh, this is something that's really significant to the zeitgeist, you know, or at least, you know, as of a couple of years ago, you know, for the past couple of years. I mean, maybe not so much at this very, very moment, but it was significant. Yes. So why do I not appreciate it? I mean, granted, I am a 40-year-old man.
I think that's probably why.
That's probably why.
Yep. So best Hamilton, something called Music.
Is it okay?
Never heard of it. Here's a surprise. Palm Springs.
That's right. We watched Palm Springs.
Which actually is fun.
Palm Springs was good.
And The Prom. Which is that musical with like Meryl Streep and fucking James Corden. And yeah, no. No thanks. So then I'll just talk about the best series and then we'll be good. Best TV series comedy. Uh-huh. Emily in Paris. What? The Flight Attendant. Don't know if I'd call that comedy.
There was a joke in it.
Yeah, sure. There's also a lot of dead guys and trauma and drinking.
It's funny because she drinks and she's
it's
silly.
It's funny because that guy's dead. It's funny. The Great.
The Great what?
The Great.
Did they just forget to name something?
Yes.
Just
like I have no idea what that is. Schitt's Creek, which hopefully that will win. And
I feel like Schitt's Creek's been like, because like it's weird because it's on the, you know, on CBC.
Yes.
So like we get it on Netflix like
later.
Yeah. So it seems to me like when things get nominated, you know, when it's nominated and shit for shit, I'm like, but isn't that like over? It's like, no. We're still, it's still like.
It's technically airing now, even though, yes, it is over. And Ted Lasso, which I've heard is excellent.
It's
but
on
Apple Plus, which we don't
have. I've heard that's okay.
I've heard it's great.
I've heard it's good, yeah.
And then drama, best TV series is The Crown.
Okay.
Love.
Which The Crown, apparently, Gillian Anderson plays Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, she does. Apparently, Gillian Anderson is excellent and everything. Yes. So I haven't watched it, but.
If there's a reason to watch it, there you go.
I mean, she's for a reason to watch anything, really. Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
We watched, the first two?
First couple episodes.
And then we kind of tapped.
Yeah, I kind of tapped on that. I know it's probably really good, but it just wasn't catching for me.
Yeah. The Mandalorian.
Mando.
Ozark, which I've heard of but never seen.
Ozark's, Netflix. Everybody's, I think.
That's, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ratchet.
That's on
I think it's Netflix.
FX? No, Netflix. Because it's about the nurse Ratchet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you surprised that, you know, I would, if I didn't know that was about that nurse.
Right.
I would think it's some about that slang word about somebody being Ratchet.
Oh, maybe. I would think it's about like a wrench.
That's true. It could be about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like people who are nominated, like Riz Ahmed was nominated for Sound of Metal, which I've heard is excellent. That's supposed to be on Amazon. Chadwick Boseman, obviously. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I have a feeling it's going to go to Chadwick just because he's dead.
It's because he's dead.
Well, yeah, because he's not going to be able to get a chance to do anything else.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, all these other people have a chance to get nominated again.
It's going to go to Emily in Paris. Somehow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
Paul, sit
kind
down.
Of it. I mean, just a lot of like random shit. Andy Samberg did get nominated, surprisingly, for Palm Springs. Yeah, it's okay. It's going to be weird because, like I said, most of these things I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what the fuck is the father? Somebody tell me what the father is.
The father. It's a sequel to The Mother. Well, maybe it's a sequel to Mother.
Oh,
the exclamation point. Mother.
Matthew Rhys got nominated for Perry Mason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perry Mason's awesome.
Perry Mason's pretty good. We'll see how that goes.
Anything else notable for us?
I'm looking.
Well, I don't know, man. I gotta maybe I'll use that to see the what's been nominated to see what's up that we can stream for free.
Yeah. Catherine O'Hara got nominated for Schitt's Creek.
Because when we're sitting around being like, hey, what should we watch? Maybe we should refer to this list and see if, you know, if The Great or whatever the fuck it is any good.
Yeah, I don't know. But apparently Elle Fanning got nominated for The Great. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Sure. The Great. Gillian Anderson got nominated. That's good. That's good.
For The Queen?
Yeah. Or for The Crown, yeah.
The Crown, The Queen. See? I don't even know.
Hmm.
Well,
mm.
Those are some hot takes right there.
Oh, the hottest of takes, which is just, we don't know what most of these things are.
The most confused. That's what you got to do when you come here to the show. You got to get the most confused, hottest takes.
Yes.
You know what I would like to do actually right now?
Hmm.
Is read a review.
Ooh. We have reviews.
What I got a review. I'm going to consider it. Well, actually, you know, I'm going to check our podcast real quick and see if there's any reviews because that's something I don't do that very often. Mm. And that's fine. You know, it's just.
Oh, hey, while you're looking that up, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So it's the vid, as we all know.
It's the vid.
It's the vid. And our anniversary is coming up. I mean, our anniversary of our first date, whatever. Can we order sushi?
Yes, we can.
Great.
I was actually thinking the same thing.
Okay, good, because I don't want to
order lots of it, like we did
yeah,
that one time.
Oh, yeah. I think that was for our actual wedding anniversary that we did that.
I say we repeat that.
Oh, good idea.
And we get some because I feel like it's, you know, it's been a while since we've had some raw fish.
Mmm, delicious.
So let's fuck with that. No, so okay, no.
No reviews. Nobody likes
us. Nothing new review, but somebody did follow me on my YouTube and left me a review. This comes from Dawn of Comics.
They followed me too and left me a comment on YouTube.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
And I feel like I've heard of them before.
Yeah, I definitely have. I feel like they're in maybe one of those podcast groups on Facebook.
Possibly, yes.
I feel like I follow them on Twitter, maybe. Oh, I don't know. I have to look. Sorry if I don't.
This was
but I've heard of you.
This was on my 2020 Marvel Legends unboxing Morbius and Silver Centaurian Iron Man unboxing that I did. And it says, followed you from your podcast. Been listening for years. It's so weird to put a face to the name. LOL. Your podcast makes me both happy and sad. Happy because you both make me laugh so much each episode, and sad because I have so many of the comics you review.
I'm
and
sorry.
Thought my collection was good, not the
You're,
worst.
No, ours is just the worst because ours are in really shitty shape.
We don't really try. That's the thing. A lot of it's just more of just. But the thing is, it's like when I'm looking for books, I'm just like, you know, I mean,
your,
a lot of
your comic collection is good. Ours is bad.
Yeah, yours is
yours is good.
You just may happen to have some stuff, but you probably have better stuff in there than we do. We just have stuff that we were like purposely like. I mean, nobody goes out of the way to get all the quasars.
Has this comic book been on the floor of a garage for the last 40 years? We have that in our collection. Yours was probably purchased and is nice.
Yeah,
ours is like covered in oil.
No, I don't even know. I think maybe we don't really. Well, have I? What was the dirtiest comic we ever bought?
It was that Nightwing that smelled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It stunk when you opened the fucking thing. I was like, oh, it stinks. We had to get rid of it.
But if you want to, yeah, if you wanted to join in on the fun, find us on YouTube. I'm at Angry Hero Sean. Angry Hero 79.
And I'm at Jed Stansfield.
Yeah. I did post.
I got to post another monologue. I haven't done anything. I've been lazy.
I've been actually posting some videos. I've actually been using iMovie to put some stuff together.
Yeah.
because, so I did mine. Because I have a lot of miscellany in my video, so I'm just like, well, maybe I should
cut around it,
you know, just so, you know, it looks good.
Yeah. How I put my title on with that movie.
Yeah, and I haven't done any graphics yet. I got to start figuring more stuff out, but because iMovie's pretty easy. I mean, actually, really any of those interfaces are pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of actually spending the money to get it.
Well, it's a matter of working in it, too.
Fucking
around with it.
Well, because a lot of stuff, like if I were to buy like an Adobe product, like I'd probably be able to figure out the Adobe stuff pretty easily because I use Audition, you know.
Oh, definitely. What did you use? Didn't you use Final Cut in grad school? Or did you use something else?
Avid,
that's what it was.
Yeah, when the grad school, I used Avid.
That's right.
But it's one of those things where it's like, you know, especially when you're starting out, and it's granted, I would consider it an investment.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to, pick up some of those things like Final Cut or Avid or, you know, something that you can use to actually create.
Right.
You know, not to saying that iMovie and stuff like GarageBand isn't any good. But it's, you know, it's very limited to, mm-hmm. you know, other things that you can do, you know, that you could be doing. And I remember I swore up and down as far as
GarageBand.
I was like, well, I'm never going to use anything else. GarageBand for me forever. And a lot of people do use that. And that's great. But I got used to using Audition.
Yeah.
And, I started working at Podcast One and I was like, well, this is way better.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And once you figure it out, you know, and once you get, you know, kind of get your feet wet and start doing it, you become pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, now it's like, well, my current job, you know, definitely encourages that, mm-hmm. you know, that I'm using something that is much more widespread than just, you know, GarageBand. I feel like you'd definitely be hindering, you know, I feel like I wouldn't have certain opportunities, but, you know, I guess I don't know why I'm going off about this, mm-hmm. but I have many thoughts. Not shitting on GarageBand because I know a lot of people
it's good. No, it's not that it's not bad. It's just Adobe products are pretty damn fucking good. I mean, I used InDesign forever when I was at work, and it's just not the same trying to do some of that shit without it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. But thank you for the comment.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, please find us on our stuff.
Your collection's not bad.
Yeah, please. Yeah, your collection's not bad. Ours is much worse. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, too. We'll mention that again later, but,
what
you know,
the fuck
do
are you
that. So let's take a quick break because our cat's invading.
She's just going to try to drink my drink, and I'm going to have a fit.
She's a booze hound.
She is.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Howdy. Nicholas Prom here. I want to tell you all about my new show, Captain Freakout Psychedelic Radio. It's a weekly block of mind-altering music from the 60s, 70s, and beyond. Tune in, turn on, and freak out wherever groovy podcasts are consumed. That's Captain Freakout's Psychedelic Radio, available on all podcasting platforms, except for Spotify.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is DC Comics Presents, number 43 from March 1982. And I'm using my copy from my trade of Superman versus Mongul, which I could have sworn that maybe we did this book before, but I don't think we have. I'm pretty certain that we have. I feel like I've read this whole book.
I remember the beginning, and I actually thought the same thing, because I was like, I remember this Clark, like, staring at a window and being like, oh no, everybody's going to die moment. So I hope we didn't do this before.
I could. It's a thing, though. I
don't think we have done this. We've read it. I've read it.
I just think I've read it. And
must have bought it.
I went through the history of our show.
We have not done it. Maybe we decided to do something else.
Possibly. Because there's other stuff in here, like the issue of the man who has everything.
Or
what is it?
Yeah.
So the Alan Moore story from the Superman annual. Mm-hmm. That's in here.
Yeah.
So and there's a few others. There's another book in here. I think it's a story with John. Yeah, it's this one here. This original one with him and Martian Manhunter and Mongul makes his, I think it's his debut. But yeah, I could have sworn. But yeah, I definitely have read this story before.
Yeah. If we've done it, we've done it. We're doing it again.
I'm pretty certain we have.
I don't think we
have. I'm trying. It's really bothering me because like I'm reading it and I'm like, I know, but I feel like there's stuff we haven't talked about.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely some dumbassery going on in this book, as there usually is with any Superman book from the 80s.
Yep.
So we're in our wheelhouse today. But yeah, Superman Presents number 43 from 1981, March 1981, Superman and the Legion of Superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
On the cover of the issue, we have Mongul being like, ha ha ha, watch Legionnaires as the galaxy falls before me while I crush Superman in the palm of my hand. He's got Superman all shrunk down into cube.
He's in a cube.
Is it about my cube?
He's in a glass case of emotion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we've got the Legion behind him.
Which, what do I usually say?
Legion sucks.
I hate the Legion. Would you like to know something?
What?
I love the Legion.
You love the Legion?
I love the Legion.
Why?
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
They're my new favorite.
Is it because of Cosmic Boy's outfit?
Yes, it is. It's such a fucking serve, but we'll talk about it. I love it so much. It is such drag. I love it. Okay, but we'll talk about it.
It's a choice.
It's a choice, and I love every second of it. Okay, we'll talk about it.
I had a feeling. I was like, we're going to have to discuss that outfit, and I figured, I didn't know.
It's my favorite.
I didn't hear you exclaiming while you were reading this, but you're probably doing a silent queen yas.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's my favorite thing. We'll talk about it.
Two deadly menaces, Mongul.
I already put it on the Facebook page. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mongul and the Sun Eater in final battle. And yeah, so we start off with Superman or Clark just staring out the window.
His glasses are crooked.
His glasses are crooked. And
Jimmy's like tapping him on the shoulder, like, hey, Clark, what's wrong?
He's like, hey, man, you're outside. Look, first of all, how could you? Can a motherfucker just look out a window?
Right. Can't he just have a think?
Yeah. Can you just sit there and have
a
thing?
Can you just sit there and look out a window on a nice sunny day? But no, these two idiots have to bother him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, it's like Clark, man, are you all right?
He's
like,
you know, it would be better if Clark didn't have any friends.
Yeah.
At least not these two. He just have normal coworkers who are just like, oh, Clark's staring out the window again. Anyway, back to my job.
Yeah, back to my actual life.
Back to what I have to do to make sure I get paid.
Hey, Superman stood out the window again. How about we,
let's go bother him.
How about we...
Hey, Lois, Clark's standing over there. Let's go bother him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's some jackassery.
It is jackassery.
So he's sitting there looking out the window and he's thinking to himself. He's like, oh shit, like I see something out there. And, I can't tell anyone because it's pretty fucked up. But, like, I'm Superman, so I got to, like, do something about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, Clark, man, what's going on? You know, Jimmy, the fucking doofus.
And putting his fucking hands all over him. Like, what
he's trying to do, like, we just touching him.
Yeah, stop it.
Don't touch me. I'm stuck on a goddamn window.
Stop it.
Leave me alone.
Don't touch coworkers. What's wrong with you?
What the hell? Do I have a sign that says, grope me?
Ugh. Don't touch.
So
no touching.
And so Superman, instead of just being like, oh man, yeah, I was just looking, you know, I gotta go. It's like, hey man, I gotta step out for a second. I gotta check something. He's like, he feels like he owes him an excuse.
Right. He can't just be like, oh yeah, I have to, yeah, I'm just
gonna, I gotta take a shit.
We can't, exactly. He can't be like, I gotta take a shit. He can't just be like, hey man, I just gotta go get some air.
Hey man, I gotta hit the head. I gotta go.
I'm gonna go pick something up at the newsstand. You know, Clark, this is the 80s. He just should have said he was a smoker. Been like, I got to go have a cigarette. Granted, you probably could have smoked in the office at this point in time. Yeah. But he'd be like, I'm going to go run down the street for a pack of smoke.
It'd be funny. Since he hadn't smoked before, he goes, you know what, guys, I'm going to start smoking. Goodbye. And just left. They're like... And he's just out there just huffing. But they actually do go out there and see him smoking. And he's like, huff, huff, huff. And he just goes through an entire pack, like in 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to say, I realize that I left my gas on in my apartment. And if I don't get home, the parakeet, my neighbor's parakeet's going to die. And they're like, and Lois is like, Clark, you make being friends very difficult. It's like, why? Because he has to go home? Because I don't know how to explain it, but it's just, it's rude.
Right. It's totally rude.
It's rude to be like, hey, man, just because you're standing out there looking out the window and you don't want to hang out with us, now you're a fucking weirdo.
I also, I don't actually know this, but back in the day, if you had a gas, whatever, wasn't your little pilot light always on, like a gas stove and stuff?
I guess I think so. Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's like always a pilot light or something,
right? I always thought so.
But yeah, I don't know. Apparently, you know, maybe he has a shitty apartment. Maybe he's really worried that somebody's gonna, you know, walk by with a match and just blow up his entire apartment.
Sure,
you know, kill some birds.
Yeah, so they're just like, well, Clark's fucking stupid. So Clark, like,
Clark goes, he changes into Superman, and then
the elevator,
and then he does this whole thing where he's thinking to himself, he's like, well, a burst of speed and everybody will just think it's just a bunch of wind, you know? And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I would probably notice if Superman ran by me.
You might see a blur, right?
But it'd be really fucked up, because I'd be like, that was really weird. Why was that moving so fast? I think that would be weird, but he thinks it's pretty casual. So he's just like, whatever, I'm just gonna go into space. So he goes into space to encounter, you know, to cut off whatever this is. And it turns out it's a Sun Eater.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's a monster. Honestly, it just looks like a big old dust cloud.
Yeah, it's a big ball. But because the Sun Eaters are just planet sized monsters or something, like asteroids or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know enough about the Legion to understand what the hell Sun Eaters, because it's a Legion thing. And he's like, well, I got to go and like beat it up. Superman's like, man, I remember when I was Superboy and like that one guy died blowing it up, you know? And I remember when he punched me in the face to go blow it up.
That's right.
It's like, were you just a young jobber back then? Just, were you letting Feral Lad just punch you in the face?
He was Superboy at the time, so yes.
Yeah, he's a young jobber, and the tale is that Feral Lad sacrificed himself to blow up the Sun Eater.
Pharaoh, like
Iron.
I was thinking like the grain.
No. Oh, Pharaoh. You know? Oh, be a Pharaoh lad. That's his.
It's spelled Pharo, isn't it?
No, it's Ferro.
F-E.
Ferro, kind of like.
I was thinking like the grain, and I was like, so does he just like bring food?
Yeah, he shows up with a bunch of grains, and
he's like, grain bowls.
Grain bowls, it's like.
He's like, I'm healthy.
I'm anti-gluten. Fuck gluten. eat my wares.
Anyway, that guy gets exploded.
He gets exploded.
And then Superman's like, I always think that if I had gone in there, maybe I would have died. And I'm like, you wouldn't have died.
No, you'd be fine.
Congratulations. Guess what? You wouldn't have died.
No.
Because you're Superman.
Yeah, you would have, because you're Superman.
We're not even sure.
He
would have died
because he's Pharaoh Lad. He's not, he's not Super Pharaoh or Pharaoh Super Lad or whatever the fuck. So he gets knocked back by the red solar rays of the Sun Eater.
And he falls on this like planet?
No, he falls onto the moon.
Oh, is it the moon?
It's what he says. He calls it. He goes, great. The moon could serve as my backstop.
Oh, shit. Then we have like no time to stop this thing.
No, apparently it's right there.
I thought we were much farther out because they're like, oh, millions of miles away. And I'm like, yeah, the moon technically probably is. But that's not going to take that long to hit us.
Because that's how later, as we'll see, that's how Lois and Jimmy are able to see on the moon, actually see what the fuck is happening.
Oh,
which, it's far away.
Oh, it's not that far away.
How many miles? It's like light years, right?
No, not the moon. We can get to the moon. The moon is only 238,900 miles away.
238,900.
It's not that far.
Oh, that's not far at all.
That's what I mean. We're dead. Yeah, we're already dead. Yeah. By the time Superman lands, we're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you say, yeah, it's not far. We got the astronaut flag back here, you know.
Like, the sun is 92 million miles away. Like, that's far.
The sun is far, but I'm hot.
Yeah.
So he lands on the moon, and Mongul's there. Mongul's like, hey, motherfucker. You know, I know you're thinking shit, but I'm saying it.
Oh, that's right. Cause he's like a telepath.
Yeah. He's a telepath.
And Mongol's like, I can read, like, I don't think he can read all of his thoughts. He can read most of them.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is adequate enough for me to see you suffer when your planet explodes.
He's like, yo, Superman, you're like, you fucked with me. Basically, it's, you fucked with me a bunch of times. So, like, I got this Sun Eater and it's, I'm going to, like.
You know what it is? Fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What Mongol's telling Superman. He's like, you fucked around and now it's time for you to find out.
He's like, I told you come at you. I told you, you said, come at me, bro.
Okay. So and here I was I like, am.
Okay, but now, motherfucker, you're going to get it. You got.
Yeah, he's going
to
get got.
Superman about to get got.
Yep.
So he takes Superman and shrinks him down.
And because puts him in a box.
I don't know how he does this stuff, but he just, you know, it's just Mongol. He's got devices and shit, and he's very crafty.
Mongol's like, also got like a crazy eyebrow ridge in this comic.
Yeah, he's an alien.
I know, but it's like really pronounced. I don't think I remember it being that pronounced.
No, I guess not.
But I don't see him that often.
No, so. Yeah, you don't always see him. But yeah, he's like, well, you know, Superman, I'm going to stick you in this box in this glass case of emotion.
Yeah, here's your glass case of emotion. And I'm just going to drop
he's
you
surrounded
on this.
Me by one of those crazy cubes.
and Mongol's like, I trapped you, Superman. It's called trapped.
And I'm just going to throw this bitch-ass cube on the moon and
peace. That's how Lois is just like, hey, you know what we should do with our time? Let's go to this fucking satellite, Jimmy. And
no, apparently there was a story of something spotted a strange dust storm. So they just went right to the observatory.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, they're just allowed to just look at the most powerful telescope ever.
Right, and then right they're like, oh no, Superman's in that box, and he'll never be able to get out. Because remember that time we were stuck in that box, and he couldn't get us out?
He did.
I was like, obviously you got out. They're like, what are we going to do? And they're like, well, Superman's obviously going to fail. And Lois is like, I have a shiver running up and down my spine. And Jimmy's like, I have a, quote, souvenir in my wallet. And I was like, is he going to pull out a condom?
You put out a rubber? It's like, I got this rubber. I'm going to throw it at, I'm gonna throw it at the moon.
Jimmy, you still keeping condoms in your fucking wallet? You're not supposed to do that.
No.
I will never forget how long it took me to figure out what was going on in Greece when Kanicki and Rizzo are in the back of that fucking car and he pulls out his, quote, 99-cent insurance policy out of his wallet. And it broke, and I didn't understand what it was for a very, very long time. And then I was like, oh, it's a condom. I'm an idiot.
No.
Of course, I watched Grease when I was like 7, so.
Yeah. You were watching Grease, I was watching RoboCop, you know.
I watched RoboCop too, but I also watched a lot of Grease, like many times.
Yeah.
Because that scene where John Travolta turns around with like those blue eyes and the cigarette hanging out of his fucking mouth. I was just like, I don't understand what I'm feeling, but I like it.
Okay.
And that's when I figured out I was straight.
Yes.
So, great story.
It's a good story.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for letting me share that here on the podcast.
I don't think you've ever shared it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But the podcast is for sharing.
Yeah. I mean, but that's also how, as I got older, I realized homosexuality is not a choice because I had no choice in the matter.
It just happened.
It just happened.
So Superman, so Jimmy and Lois are sitting there, and they're just like, Jimmy poses the question, who do you ask to help Superman?
No one.
That's like Kyle Kinane's joke about seeing a tow truck being towing another tow truck, and how he just looked at it. And he's like, well, maybe it's actually
tow trucks are fucking.
He was like, yeah, maybe it's actually a metaphor about like, you know, strength needs, you know, sometimes strong people need help. And he's like, no, those tow trucks are fucking.
I also would like to point out that later in the comic, he didn't actually have to call the Legion because other people showed up.
No.
He technically does, because the only reason we're calling Legion is because we need them. But like Black Canary's there and fucking Red Tornado.
Well, they got their ass kicked.
They did. But anyway.
Because Red Tornado's there. That's why. And Jimmy spends like a good.
That, you don't want to know why? Because Red Tornado just pretends to help because he knows Superman hates him.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, I better get killed now.
Yeah, he's like, because if I don't, Superman's gonna rip my arm off and like beat Mongol to death.
Even if we win, he's just gonna show up and just rip my fucking android dick off. you know, because he hates.
He's going to take both my robots. Legs and fucking split me like a wishbone and just start swinging them around.
And nobody's going to stop him.
And no one's going to stop him. Everybody's going to go, ha ha, Superman. And then I'm going to have to be put back together. It's going to take months.
Yeah.
Months.
So Jimmy's sitting there and he's like, well, look, I got this Legion ring because I'm like, I'm an honorary member, whatever.
A condom in my wallet.
You got a condom.
Lois, we're going to die.
Let's fuck.
What do you think?
Hey.
But you know what? If you're.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. Separate question.
Oh, okay.
You know a meteor's coming.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking coming. We're all dead. There's nothing we can do about it. So we have to just like enjoy these last couple days. Why are you using condoms?
Right.
Fucking raw dog it. We're all dead anyway.
Yeah. No, like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know many STDs that
what are we preventing? Work that fast. Oh, no. I have 3 whole days to get pregnant and then I'm dead.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Fucking raw dog it.
Yeah, raw dog.
Just saying.
Raw dog USA.
That's my advice. If a meteor is coming, raw dog. If a meteor is not coming and you would like to participate in casual sex, wrap that shit up.
Yeah.
See?
You should do PSA.
I really should.
Yeah. So PS, we have a lot of intense things on the show this
week. I've got a lot of really, really good information.
You do, yeah.
That I want to share with everybody.
Yeah. So Jimmy's got this ring because he's a legionnaire, honorary member of the Legion. And he's like, well, I'm going to like fuck with this ring to get the attention of the Legion and see if that works. Because I don't think the JLA can handle this job, even though they're actual adults and fucking
and
Batman's
they're here
there.
Right now. They don't even have to
and they're here
travel
right now.
Through time.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, the JLA will just get their fucking ass kicked. And, you know, anyway, and you know, the Legion kicked their asses too. So why even, who gives a shit? So we jump to the 30.
Because it's like a communicator. So he doesn't like go back in time or anything. He just like communicates with them.
Well, Jimmy's got like a button. Like, he has like a watch or something.
Well, he's got all sorts of shit. But like this specific ring looks like it just calls to the Legion and they're sitting around a table and they're like, so Jimmy Olsen has told us that in 1981, Superman's about to get hosed by Mongol and the Sun Eater's going to eat Earth. But that couldn't have actually happened because we're sitting here.
Yeah, we're still here.
But we're also talking like, could be a time paradox. Blah, blah.
Yeah, because if it does happen, though, it could throw us into an alternate timeline.
Right, which they might already be in. They don't know.
Yeah, they might already be there. Like, Tom Arnold might have became president at some point.
Would have been better.
You know? Actually, yes, that
honestly,
probably would have been better.
Would have fucking been better than what we got. President fucking Tom Arnold would have been better.
Yeah. If I had a choice, I'm voting Tom Arnold. I'm sorry.
Over Trump? Yeah.
I'm voting a fucking rock. Not the rock, a rock.
A rock.
I'm voting a rock.
Be like, look at this shiny pebble. Oh, what about that rock? Did you see that rock?
No.
So there's some like weird fucking geode. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Cookie Monster?
Yeah.
I'd vote for that rock.
Oh, I'd vote for that rock. I think it would govern much better.
I agree.
So we're in the 30th century and we've got the Legion. So we've got Sunboy. Mm. Brainiac, Wildfire,
Brainiac 5,
excuse me, Wildfire, Element Lad, Shadow Lass, and Cosmic Boy.
Look at Cosmic Boy.
Why don't you explain what Cosmic Boy is wearing?
Well, I didn't actually realize what he was wearing until like three panel, like the next page, because all you can see is shoulders.
Right.
I'm like, what's happening here? Cosmic Boy.
Well, usually Cosmic Boy is wearing, because this is why it's confusing.
Apparently in the 80s, this was his outfit.
In the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s was his outfit. But normally he's wearing a purple, like a lavenderish and black outfit.
Uh-huh.
So why? It's kind of confusing when you see it this way. But go ahead and explain.
It's amazing. So basically what Cosmic Boy is wearing is a black latex one piece that does not have any straps. It just has like a very like low cut to the navel, like V, and then just like little nipple titty covers. Like it just goes up over the titties.
Yeah.
And that is what he's wearing. And I put it on our Facebook page and it's my favorite outfit.
And gloves and boots.
Of course, gloves and boots.
Yeah, it is.
Get that boy a thigh-high boot with a fucking heel on it,
yeah,
and a wig, and he would win drag race.
That's the thing. I look at this and
the best thing I've ever seen. I'm so happy. I love the Legion only in this era and only when Cosmic Boy wears this outfit.
It wasn't very often that he wore this, but maybe we should try it. Maybe that should be a thing.
Oh, I need to find somebody who wants to cosplay this because it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
That would be a choice to cosplay.
Actually, it would have, like, I've seen, like, dudes do, like, gender swap.
Like superheroes and stuff.
Yeah, no, there was one specific one that I saw. Emma Frost.
Oh, right.
When we were...
Yeah, basically, it's best actually, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah. What he's wearing is Emma Frost's outfit, but black.
Yeah, it's great.
But he's Cosmic Boy. He's like a...
Like you a know, big old buff dude.
Big old buff dude with black hair.
Yeah.
And he's dressed like Emma Frost without the cape.
It's amazing.
It's
so good.
It's pretty good.
It's such a fucking serve. This is a man who is so comfortable with himself that he is like, this is my fucking outfit.
Well, he's also like, he's a... You know,
also the 30th century. I would hope more people dress this way. Fuck it.
That's the thing, man. You know, it's like we're talking 30th century. Like, this is what the future should look like.
Oh, shit. If that meme was still going around, I'd take that fucking picture and say, this is the future liberals want.
Yeah. Hopefully this is the future liberals will get. You know, it's a Legion future where you dress like that. And that's,
where you can wear whatever you want.
And he wears this outfit to the fucking moon.
Right? Is space cold? Space must be cold.
Space cold, but he ain't complaining.
I don't know what Cosmic Boy's powers are besides looking fierce in this outfit.
He's a magnetism based. Yeah. So he's basically like able to do stuff with like magnetic fields and stuff like that. And he's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's one of the original Legion. So yeah. Like it was him, Lightning Lad and Shadow or Saturn Girl.
Yeah.
So it was those three were like the original Legion. And he's, you know, like he's pretty powerful. So but yeah, he's so powerful. He just wears this Emma Frost getup and he's just like, fuck y'all.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
So anyway, so they're sitting there and they're just going back and forth.
Trying to figure out if they should help or if they shouldn't help and blah, 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 blah. And eventually they're like, you know what? Let's get in our bubble. Because apparently they have a bubble.
they have a... It's a
bubble.
Just a bubble-ass fucking device with the control panel in it.
And they're like, okay, we're going to... This apparently our bubble travels through time or something.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go help Superman. So to the moon.
To the moon. So we go to the moon, and apparently in that time, Superman was, Mongol has fought the JLA and kicked their asses. You know, we've got, well, not just JLA, actually it just looks like it's Green Lantern, Red Tornado, Black Canary, and Supergirl's there.
Yeah.
And
you think Supergirl would be able to do something.
Yeah, apparently you thought, because she's, you know, she's strong like Superman.
Right.
You figure she'd be able to, you know, take him down like Superman does, but no, I guess not. Because at one point, and actually it makes a lot of sense because Mongol has yellow skin.
Yes.
And Green Lantern is putting up a shield and he's punching through his shield. And he's
it's one of those times where it's like, oh, that's right. Is that still a thing for Green Lantern?
I don't know if it's like that now. I think that's
been... is pre-crisis, so
yeah, this is
probably
pre-crisis.
Oh
so,
no,
yeah.
Did Crisis kill Cosmic Boy's outfit?
Yeah, he did. He wasn't hanging around in that. We'll have to go through and see when
he's. I hate the Legion
again. Yeah, it didn't last that long.
It should be forever.
But we should track down. We should make a very specific collection of issues of the Legion where Cosmic Boy is wearing that outfit. See, now that will make our collection truly the worst.
It really would.
Because not only is it the Legion, but we're also hunting it down for a specific outfit that looks like...
It's amazing.
You know,
I'm going to fucking frame it.
Yeah.
You know, I have no... We're going to get that blown up, and we're going to put it over the fireplace.
Okay. And you hate things on the walls.
I do.
But apparently you would love to have this.
Yes, this I will have.
Okay.
I want my white walls. I want it to look blank and desolate.
Yeah.
Except for this picture of Cosmic Boy.
So they arrive on the moon.
They get to the moon and they like, as Mongols like fighting people, they get out and they're like, hi, Superman, you're in a tiny box. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, hey, it's cool. We'll just like blow it up with what's his face's powers?
Sun Boy. He can use heat. But there's a few things here that, they basically do something where, because it's the box apparently is fueled by red solar power, but if they use, you know, the antithesis of that, you know, and Sun Boy can do that, then they can, you know, negate this box and break him out of it. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy, though, where Superman's just sitting there and he's just sitting in his bus. It's a pretty sad drawing of him just on his knees, just sadly lasering the wall it not working.
My favorite part is he was like, I can't even toast a marshmallow. And Brainiac 5's like, I don't even know what a marshmallow is.
Yeah.
I also hate that they call Brainiac 5 Brainy.
Yeah. They have a lot of stupid nicknames as
like
Legion.
It really just, like, I would rather them just call him Brainiac.
They call him Brainiac, or call him by his name, Vril. Vril
Sure,
Dox.
Vril.
So Superman gets free, and he gets big again, and he's like, all right, you know, let's go take care of this Sun Eater. But then Mongol shows back up, and he's like, man, you know what? Anytime you bring a bunch of motherfuckers here, I kick their asses. I'm going to do the same to these guys. And Cosmic Boy is like, he's like, hey, you know what? Well, let's go kick Mongol's ass. And Superman's like, nope, let me do it. And then Superman gets his ass kicked. Mm-hmm. Mongol's like, he's like, why do you keep trying to beat me? Is because you enjoy pain.
We did miss the part where after, I forgot to mention it, where after Superman got out of his box, he like gets big and the drawing is hilarious.
Oh, him expanding.
Him expanding and he's got like little heads.
Yeah. It looks like he's wearing his own head on his stomach.
It's pretty fun. I also liked, I think we've already passed it, but there was something I took a picture of and I put on Twitter where Superman was like, what do you say here? I never thought I'd have to sit on the sidelines watching Earth get murdered.
That's what I think.
That's me now.
That was like 2020 slogan. It was like,
That
was all of us.
I think I put it on Twitter and just put like, me realizing I can have no real effect on climate change.
That's good. That's some good. That's some good Twittering, babe.
That's some good fucking content. Thank you.
It is.
Hey, sometimes I'm great.
Wildfire though, he jumps in and he's like, "Hey, I got this special kind of fire."
I also cannot blame him for wanting to jump in. These people have come from the 30th century to help you, and Superman's like, "I'm the only one who will fight Mongol," and I'm like, "Dude."
Like, motherfucker, you trapped you in the box.
Do you know how, I mean, I'm assuming it didn't take them very long, but they have traveled a long way to be here. Let them punch the man.
Yeah. He's like, he trapped you in the box. Well, he ain't trapped us in the box yet, so fuck off.
Exactly. I'm going to start punching.
Yeah. So he starts burning up Mongol, burning off his
shirt. And he's like, that hurt, human.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of that. And then is this where they're like, oh, shit, we actually have to stop that Sun Eater thing?
Yeah, and I enjoy, I don't know who's saying no, but they're like, yeah, the Sun Eater's picking up steam and it's headed straight. Because they beat up Mongol and they destroy the devices that he was using to control the Sun Eater. Mm. So instead of going to the Earth, it's just going to the sun now. It's going to blow up the sun.
Sun Eater. Uh-huh. It's going to go eat it.
It's going to chomp the sun. And so they...
Which will also accomplish Mongol's goal of killing Earth.
Yeah. So he's like, man, he's like, sweet.
I should have thought that first. Man.
But somebody's like, oh no, stop the Sun Eater. And somebody I don't know who it is, but somebody goes, no, but the way it's written, it's like N-O-O-O. So it's like, no. Oh. And so I want to believe that's how it was said.
No.
Oh. No.
I'm going to start saying no that way. No. Oh.
No. Oh.
No. Oh.
So, yeah, they're figuring out what's going on with the Sun Eater, the Legion. The Legion's going to be like, all right, well, let's do this Sun Eater shit while Superman takes on Mongol here. And we jump to the Sun Eater, to the Legion, and basically what they decide to do is, well, the original plan is because they think back of how Pharaoh Lad defeated the Sun Eater. It's like, well, he took it like an antimatter matter bomb, mm-hmm. basically like a black hole, and put it into the Sun Eater.
Yeah.
You know, he was able to go into the center of it. So we need to find a way to get into that Sun Eater, you know, and we can use, Wildfire's energy base to throw some sort of explosive into it.
Can I also point out that you can see the back of Cosmic Boy's outfit, and it is also low back.
It kind of
front, low back.
It kind of looks like Brainiac's trying to like cover him up here a little bit in this picture. He's like, hey, you know, have some modesty here.
Either that or just trying to grab.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is an outfit.
It really is. It's so great. I love it. I love it.
So so they hatch this plan and they go into the middle of the Sun Eater, and Wildfire is like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm basically all Wildfire is just a like energy within a containment suit.
Mm.
So, but he has he's a human, so he has like a consciousness and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I'm just gonna, since I can't really be killed, I'm just gonna go in and let loose my fucking face.
Right.
You know, shoot my energy out my body. And use that to blow up this Sun Eater.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, the Legion's pissed off, you know, because they're like, hey, man, we're a team. We're supposed to do this. He's like, no, I can actually do this. You should just let me do this in the first place. So
he does the thing.
He does the thing.
It explodes. Mongol and Superman still fighting, but then Superman finally, like, gets the drop on him.
Yeah, how does he get the drop here?
There's a lot of him just being like, punch, punch, punch. And then finally, Superman's like, I got you, Mongol. You will not kill the Earth.
Yeah, he's like, you're death incarnate, Mongol, but you can't have the Earth. Not now, not ever. So Superman finally gets the advantage on Mongol and knocks him the fuck out.
Yep.
And they both collapse, and Superman... Shadowless wakes up to Superman. They're like, hey, you know, we got him in a prison, so you can take him somewhere and throw him into the sun or whatever the fuck it is that you do.
Yeah.
And
throw him in the Phantom Zone.
And he's like, well, how happened to the Sun Eater? It's like, well, you know, Wildfire went in there and he blew up his face.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, he's gone. And they're like, Superman, what are you even talking about? Dude's not dead. Because he can, like, explode, and then once we get a new containment suit, he'll be fine.
And so Superman is just... But I enjoy Superman here just having a cry.
Yeah, because he thinks the guy's dead.
He's like, poor Wildfire, he was a loudmouth, but, you know, and he's just sitting there, like, looking up at the sky with tears.
Yeah, and they're like, Superman.
Just sad Kryptonian tears. Was like, no, he'll be fine. So, like, we'll have to get another containment suit, you know, he'll be okay.
Right.
And
they're like, oh, did you, like, forget that because of whatever? Some post-hypnotic suggestion?
Yeah, apparently at some point when he was in the Legion, it was post-hypnotic conditioning that Supergirl gave you, or sorry, Saturn Girl gave you years ago. And he's like, oh, I guess that's, yeah, which sounds pretty invasive. And not cool.
Yeah, right.
But Superman's just like, I'll figure that out someday.
Yeah, like, you know what? Fine. I'm not going to think about that right now.
Yeah, but Brainiac's like, well, you know, maybe we'll. How about we all just chill out here and talk shit about Wildfire because he can't say anything about us now. And they all have a nice laugh in space.
Yep.
So, but then that's not it.
No.
Oh no, it's not.
Don't worry, because Superman has annoying coworkers he has to go deal with.
Yeah, we got to find out what these idiots are up to.
Yep.
You know, so Superman apparently gave the exclusive to Jimmy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that talking about...
That pisses Lois off.
Yeah, the Lois... Because Lois, you know, an actual journalist, and Jimmy just a fucking yutz.
I don't even know what Jimmy is.
I don't know what Jimmy is. He's just an asshole that hangs out at the office.
I think you're right about him being a yutz.
If you looked up yutz...
There's a picture of Jimmy.
There's a picture, you know, it just says dumb person, and then also definition, Jimmy Olsen. Yutz. Yep.
Yutz.
Y-U-T-Z. Yutz. Yutz. So, yeah. And so Clark shows up and he's like, hey, Clark, you know, Jimmy's like, hey, Clark, did your parakeet live, you know, while I was, helping save the world? And he's like, well, you know, I guess that's all right. you know, because after all, those of us who can't save the world have to do what we can, don't we? You know, we end with that nugget of wisdom. I don't really know how to say that. Would you read your next issue? Because it's DC Comics Presents.
Right. And it would be different next issue.
It's different the next issue, but it's always good.
Sure.
I think I rarely haven't read. There's been rarely a chance where I've read DC Comics Presents and been disappointed. Because it's, you know, it's just Superman in the 80s being a, also being a yutz.
Yeah.
You know, and hanging out with different superheroes and shit happening. And this one was pretty good. You know, it actually made me care about the Legion.
Oh, yeah.
And Jen got to discover a new outfit.
I got to discover that I love the Legion, but only if they wear this.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the DC Comics Presents. So, yeah, I would absolutely read the next one.
Yeah. This actually is Mongol. Superman versus Mongol collection is pretty good, too. So you guys should... if you ever get a chance to get a handle on that, you should probably check it out because it's got a bunch of DC Comics Presents in there and most of DC Comics Presents, and then the Superman, the Alan Moore for The Man Who Has Everything, which is just a classic episode,
right?
You know, classic. It's a classic comic, and it was also made into a
Justice League cartoon.
Episode,
which is, by the way, streaming now on HBO Max.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because they're
getting the shit figured out. Because now, that's what I forgot to mention is, well, I think I mentioned it, it's a DC Infinite. You know, it's just the comics now.
Right.
It's not, you know, you go on the app, wherever you have the app, and watch like all these different shows. Like, because now that's been factored into HBO Max and all those different hubs, and so they have the DC hub,
right?
And now you can watch all the movies, and apparently now you can watch Justice League and shit like that. So which should have been there from the jump. I don't know why you did all that and just didn't have it there, because that's what I would expect.
I know,
to watch all my shows,
right?
But whatever. Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Please find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. And email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please get us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell your friends. Rate, review, subscribe. Spread the word about the podcast. And, of course, find me and Jen on YouTube. I'm at... Angry Hero 79, and you're at
Jen Stansfield,
and we're trying to produce content over there. And check us out on the Facebook, trying to post stuff there. Jen's got a handle on it. My goal now recently is to think about maybe posting like once a day, on the page, because that's kind of you just create some buzz and just have some stuff up there. So that would be dope. But yeah, check us out at all those places, and that's about it. So once again, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.